This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. So about a year ago, a law went into effect called the Plain Writing Act. The idea is to compel, or at least cajole, federal agencies into communicating with the public in a more accessible way. Well, the other day, a nonprofit, the Center for Plain Language, came out with its first report card based on the act. And on the whole, these results are not difficult to understand. Most agencies are not doing very well. Aneta Cheek is the director of the Center for Plain Language. Aneta, good to have you here.
Yes, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Give me one or a couple of your favorite examples of what is still quite wrong with writing in the U.S. federal government.
Well, I can refer you back to our WonderMark Awards, which we give out to organizations, including government agencies, that have just put out some truly terrible piece of communication. And 2 years ago, the grand winner was the I-94 form from the Department of Homeland Security, which is the form you get to fill out when you are coming into this country and you are not a citizen. You know, it starts out, welcome to the U.S., and then it has all of these questions implying that, you know, you're the worst offender in the universe.
Guilty until proven innocent, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not about the bureaucraties in that case. It's simply about uninviting language from government.
Well, yes. And that's part of plain language. And then, of course, there's all the IRS forms. Everybody gets those. Mm-hmm. But I must say that IRS is one of the agencies that's working hard to correct that problem. But they still have a lot of forms out there that they haven't gotten to that are still truly terrible.
And on your report card, which agencies are doing fairly well?
You will be able to find some good material from the Department of Agriculture. I don't want to overstate this. this is something that's going to take agencies a long time. They have so much material. They have so many people who have written the bureaucratic way for years and years. And it's not just writing, it's the viewpoint. Do the writers think about the reader's needs when they're writing? And in general, writers in a bureaucracy, particularly the government bureaucracy, do not think about the readers.
Aneta Cheek with the Center for Plain Language. Good to talk with you.
Okay, thanks so much.